Hey, how's it going, everybody? So today I am going to be talking to you guys about Venom 2, Let There Be Carnage. Now, this movie is going to be divisive. I can see why other people wouldn't enjoy it as much as I would. However, I'm going to say this. It's good for me. And I'm going to explain why after the ad. So enjoy the ad. So the movie opens up with Cletus Kasady and Shriek. I want to say it was Francis Baronese at Ravencroft. And how many times has Woody Harrelson played a version of Mickey and Mallory? But so you have this couple, and the fact of the matter is, like, they're deeply in love, and there's also the fact that they're homicidal. Then you're introduced to the dude from Boardwalk Empire that played Al Capone. He's a cop in this one, and he plays a cop named Mulligan or Milligan, and they let you know who it is. And it's like, okay, they're letting you know that this is an important character and all that. But, like, they're mixing things up a little bit here. So, the car ride, they're totally unprepared because they are idiots. Escape almost happens. Shriek gets shot in the face. Okay. Fast forward. It's early, people. So fast forward to where we left off with the end of Venom, where it's like Cletus Kasady wants to talk to Eddie Brock, and like there's whole deals, like find the bodies, like get Kasady to admit where he buried everybody, because he's a serial killer. Now, this is where, like, the movie shines, because Venom is like, Eddie, take a look at this. I'm doing your job for you. And like the dynamic between Eddie Brock and Venom is, I enjoy it because it's basically Tom Hardy acting 100% uncomfortable all the time, and then because Tom Hardy does the voice for Venom, just acting with himself. And then you get later on, you get one of my favorite things about Venom is that when you see him going through the town, just changing things up, usually when you see superheroes running through the place, they're not tearing anything up. Venom, this dude is 7 foot tall. He's fucking things up. He's not like swinging around. He's climbing. He's breaking things. And they're like, whenever he does anything to anybody, there's a weight to it, and I really appreciate that, because it's not the criticism I would have of, like, say, the Marvel movies. You have Captain America, like, throwing his shield at guys, and, like, it bounces off of them, but it's hitting them hard enough to return to his hand, but, if Captain America hit you that way in real life, your head would pop off. That guy has, damage afterwards, he did. So, with Venom, there is a like a heft to the actions, and I really appreciate that watching it. And especially Venom just like constantly tearing apart Brock's apartment. Every time he gets up, hits his head in the ceiling. The nature of he needs a chemical to survive, and it's brains or it's chocolate and chickens. Like, because chickens have it in their brains as well, but they have chicken brains, and the like. Venom has like pet chickens that likes. Like, it's just hilarious to me, at least. And this is where I'm saying, to me, this was a fun movie, because it's sort of like the first one. It's like, we're gonna give you stuff you want, we're gonna have good actors doing it, and plus, one of the great things for me was, like, there's only a handful of stupidity moments. Like, when, Brock is, in the police station, and, like, he needs Venom back, because, of course, they split up. The number of people Venom kills while that happens is, it's like, ah, damn. But here's the great thing. He's not a hero. He's an anti-hero. So, him killing people is relatively okay. Because, that's how he does it. The comedy of this movie is very funny. I was legitimately laughing at certain things. There's one scene in the trailer that does work for me, because this movie is a live-action PG-13 cartoon. That's what I'm going to describe it as. It's very cartoonish. And I think Andy Serkis directing it, I really couldn't tell you, what... there was two other candidates that I was very interested in seeing what they would do. But having Andy Serkis direct... you got a very nice setup in terms of when they're doing motion capture acting. Like, there's a legitimate at the final fight when Venom is tired, it works. You believe that he's tired. When the fight in the church, which, by the way, as a Maximum Carnage, the video game fan, having that church fight, that was just chef's kiss, because it didn't have the issues of the first movie where it's like, all right, who's who, because Riz Ahmed's character, whatever that symbiote's name was, and Venom going at it with Eddie Brock, there was that nighttime CG downside where it's like, all right, we're going to have really intense action, we're going to slow it down in certain parts, but we're not going to have it be as visually dynamic as we could possibly have it. So having Carnage be the type of Woody Harrelson as Carnage, okay, the Carnage was not Carnage was a different kind of character, in my opinion, because Carnage always, is more Cletus Kasady than it is the symbiote. However, I know there's been a whole bunch of books recently about Carnage that I'm not entirely sure that Cletus Kasady was the host on it. I haven't read any of the Carnage USA or, the post, I don't even know, I know Brian Michael Bendis killed Carnage at one point, so, the symbiote's out there a little bit. Woody Harrelson is a good enough actor that when he does something, you kind of believe it. And there are certain things that I was like, okay, of course, the comic book movie, like, let's just, like, defy the logic on this. Like, Carnage merges with the internet and like, through a regular laptop, just, like, and Google Plus, or they couldn't even use Google, like, in the web browser. They just had, like, a basic web browser, like where it at or something, web find it. The one character that I wish they didn't have, but I understand why they did it, is Naomi Harris's Shriek. Which, by the way, Naomi Harris, like, I think she had fun working with Woody Harrelson. However, I wish there was more of a dynamic in her, Carnage, and because if Eddie Brock and Venom are a couple, then Woody Harrelson, Naomi Harris, and Carnage, like, you know, Cletus Kasady, Shriek, and Carnage, they are a throuple that does not quite work, because she has the ability to scream and rupture eardrums, knock everybody on their ass. Meanwhile, the symbiotes hate sound and fire. Sound and fire. So, like, having her be a part of multiple battles, like, and then Carnage at one point says, like, if she does that again, I'm taking her head off. And, there was, like, one phony moment where it's, like, they're at a wedding because Kasady and Shriek are getting married. So, Carnage says out loud, "I'm here to kill you, Father." No, not you, Father. You, Father. Like, he had one funny moment. So, on that side of things, I really do wish, like, Carnage had more of a personality. Because Venom has so much personality, and then Carnage had way less personality. So overall, the action was good, the comedy was good. Like I said, like, Venom was surprisingly good for what it was. This movie, as a sequel, it's more of the same. It's it's good, but, like, it's, like, there's, like, little things. It's like, all right, we need to know, we need a way to find, make this happen. Okay, here we go. It's not the greatest version, or it's not perfect, but because of A, B, and because of B, C, and because C happened, D. Like, there's levels of that in this movie. So, Michelle Williams, like I said, I am grateful that they have good actors and actresses playing these things, because Michelle Williams as the Boston paralegal, that's the ex-wife, that is really good. Tom Hardy, really good. They handle the stuff nice enough. I'm not going to discuss what happens in the stinger scene, but I will say this, though. It left a lot of people divided. I, for one, am excited to see what happens, because I know there's a thing out there that this could lead to. If you see the stinger scene, you know what I'm talking about, and I am all for it. If there is a 1 minute cameo or what have you, or like Venom 3, which I'm really hoping that, I haven't checked the box office on this movie, I'm really, really hoping that, it hits its number, whatever the number is, I hope it hits it, because I really want to see a third movie. I think they're going to do a third movie regardless, but if they do the third movie that they're teasing, because, like, they were up front, it's like, hey, Venom 2 is Carnage, like, we're going to have, like, we're telling you right now that this is what we're going for. So the stinger, that if I had to gripe about the movie at all, like I said, the amount of effort they put into Shriek and Cletus Kasady, I really wish they just kept it simple and have it be like Cletus Kasady and Eddie Brock, be more of that, because with. It's never really explained the relationship that they have, because you could see why Cletus Kasady in the middle of the movie would not like Eddie Brock. However, there's like something that's hinted at that Eddie Brock did that's never really gotten into in the movie. Like, in the first movie, they established that Eddie Brock is a fuck-up. Like, he'll do the thing that screws him over. This movie, like, they kind of gloss over it. They just say, oh, Eddie, you're a fuck-up, like, consistently. But, I don't know. Like I said, I enjoyed this movie. To me, it was a glorious PG-13 cartoon. Like, the action was a little bit more clear than the first movie. The way they did things, like, I appreciated more. The dynamic between the performance that Tom Hardy pulls off is very enjoyable. So. At one point, like that one scene, it's like if Sam Raimi did this movie, I would not, or that scene, I would not be surprised, because it had that very Evil Dead feel to it. So, go out, go see the movie. Venom 2, Let There Be Carnage. I liked it. Peace.